I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Members of the Ealing Council in West London have voted to set up a public space protection order that would bar public prayer and offers of assistance to women within 100 metres of an abortion clinic run by Marie Stopes UK. The decision makes Britain the second Western democracy to bar pro-life activities near abortion clinics, following Canada, where it put 50-metre exclusion zones in effect around 8 Ontario clinics in February. Managing Director of Marie Stopes UK, Richard Bentley, stated the issue was never about protest, but about groups of people at the entrance gates where women were being harassed and intimidated. Elizabeth Howard of the Good Counsel Network disagreed with Bentley and the ruling, saying the decision will, quote, harm vulnerable women. Britain's UN ambassador is denying claims by the Russian military that the UK staged the chemical attack in Syria last weekend. Ambassador Karen Pierce called the accusations, quote, bizarre and a, quote, blatant lie, and said that Britain had no involvement in the use of chemical weapons and would never have any involvement. Earlier today, Russia's defense ministry spokesman had said that England was, quote, directly involved in the provocation, but did not give any more details or provide any evidence. President Trump has lambasted former FBI Director James Comey over statements Comey made in his book. Excerpts of Comey's upcoming book have been released, and among them are statements in which he says that Trump is, quote, untethered to truth, and that at the start of his presidency, Trump wanted the FBI to invalidate rumors that he stated were not true but could upset his wife. Comey also compared Trump to a mafia don and said his leadership is, quote, ego-driven and about personal loyalty. Trump tweeted today that Comey was a, quote, untruthful slimeball, and that it was his, quote, great honor to fire him. President Trump has pardoned the former top aide to Vice President Dick Cheney, I. Lewis Libby, also known as Scooter Libby. Libby had been convicted of lying to investigators and obstruction of justice following the leaked identity of CIA operative Valerie Plame in 2003. President George W. Bush had commuted Libby's 30-month prison sentence, but even though he was highly pressured by Cheney for a full pardon, never issued one. No one has yet to be charged with the leak itself. In a statement, Trump said that while he does not know Libby, quote, for years I have heard that he had been treated unfairly. Hopefully this full pardon will help rectify a very sad portion of his life. Salvadoran Archbishop José Luis Escobar Alas stated that the canonization of Blessed Oscar Romero will, quote, probably take place in Rome and, quote, probably at the end of October after a meeting of bishops, although he added that the final decision is up to Pope Francis. His announcement came after El Salvador's Cardinal Oscar Maradiaga told press in Madrid that the canonization would happen on October 21st. El Salvador's bishops wrote a letter to Pope Francis asking that Blessed Romero be canonized in their country so that many of El Salvador's poor could be able to attend. The official date and time is to be announced on May 19th. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.